Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Hey, thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 380, Time, A Time, and The Time. When I was on the subway this morning, somebody asked me if I had the time. Of course, I replied to her, but it got me thinking about time. Don't worry, I'm not getting philosophical or anything like that. I'm just referring to the word time. Using this word can be a bit tricky, so for today's English lesson, let's look at the difference between using time, a time, and the time. The word time itself can be both a countable and non-countable noun. When time means clock time, it's not countable. Here are some examples. If you want to have a meeting this week, I only have time on Friday morning. Do you have time to talk this afternoon? I have a lot of free time next week. On the other hand, when the word time is used to talk about experience or a situation, it's a countable noun. Here are some examples. There was a time when most people didn't have a mobile phone. Do you remember the time we went to Miami? It was a lot of fun. I had a great time at the party last night. By the way, when you want to know the current time, you can ask someone, "Excuse me, do you have the time?" Do you have the time? It's also possible to ask, "Do you have the time too?" Like, "Do you have the time to finish this report?" Or, "Do you have the time to help me?" In these cases, you want to know if the person has enough time in order to do something. So, "Do you have the time?" means, "Please tell me the current time." "Do you have the time to do that?" means, "Do you have enough time in your schedule to do that?" "Do you have time?" means, "Are you available right now?" I know that using the and a can be confusing. And the good news is that in many cases in English, if you forget to use a or the sentence may sound funny, but there probably won't be any miscommunication. However, regarding the points we covered in this lesson today, incorrectly using a or the with the word time will result in a miscommunication. So, you need to be careful about that. Well, that's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 380. Thanks for studying today, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.